Track 8, Focusing the Fun-Loving Team Member. On the last track, we discussed how each teamwork style can synchronize with drivers. Expressives need to de-emphasize feelings, amiables need to be more organized, brief, and task-focused, analyticals need to only present pertinent details, and other drivers need to perhaps bend their task to blend in with the other driver. On this track, you will get specific techniques regarding how to synchronize or coordinate your communication or team-building style with the staff member you have defined as being an expressive. Sometimes expressives come across as fun-loving because they like to be the center of attention and talk or express a lot. If you are an expressive, a team-building goal for you is to focus or curtail your fun-loving nature, especially when interfacing with task-focused analyticals and drivers. If you are a driver and the staff member you want to synchronize with is an expressive, the expressive's level of assertiveness matches yours. Expressives are upfront, as you are. However, because they are more people-focused and less task-focused, they're not as blunt. Expressives, as their name suggests, express more emotion than what you, as a driver, are used to. In synchronizing with another expressive, the most important aspect you might consider focusing on is the expressive's heightened responsive level. However, because expressives relate best to an attitude that expresses personal interest, the best way to accomplish a teamwork connection with an expressive is through personal contact. Try not to seem aloof. Add more warmth to your words and facial expressions. With an expressive you have targeted, try being more casual and informal than usual, and touch base personally at the beginning of your conversation. Next, be aware of what the expressive is feeling and consider their reaction to what you say. Acknowledge their emotions, but don't overreact to the expressive's emotional highs and lows. Even though you'll be tempted to get them back on track immediately, let the expressive person digress for at least a few minutes before you tactfully bring them back on topic. Remember that expressives think things through as they talk, so they won't notice obvious conflicts until later. Consider being open to the expressive's fun-loving side. More than most people, the expressive responds to recognition. Remember to show appreciation and let the expressive take in the spotlight. If appropriate, encourage them to try new approaches and be prepared to improvise. For amiables and analyticals, in order to synchronize or coordinate with expressives, pick up the pace. Because expressives move more quickly than others, try to match their pace. Expressives might construe holding back emotions as insincerity. By verbalizing differences without problems or disagreements, you actually help your relationship with an expressive, even though your amiable or analytical instincts tell you otherwise. If you are an expressive working with another expressive, your biggest challenge will be relinquishing your much-cherished verbal expression time to another person. Remember, they like to talk, create, and dream just as much as you do. Perhaps you will need to mentally count to 10 to allow space in your conversation. Remember that it is not necessary to choose more than 2 or 3 behaviors to change. By synchronizing too much, you soon lose contact with your own teamwork style, and you'll become frustrated. On this track, we overviewed how each teamwork style can synchronize with expressives. If you are an expressive, a team-building goal for you is to focus your fun-loving nature. When you hear the musical tone, turn the CD player off and envision or think about how you can synchronize or coordinate your style of communication with an expressive in your facility in order to generate more of a team atmosphere between the two of you. On the next track, we will examine how each of the teamwork styles can synchronize their behaviors with amiables.